What does this day mean to you?
I think it's great. I think it's huge to be able to not only spend time with some of my teammates and see, you know, get hyped for the season and our team, but also to meet the other players from the other squads and the coaches, and just understand that there's much more to football than, you know, just the winning games. And we get to, you know, build bonds and friendships, and just get excited for another great Big 12 season.
What do you think about the Big 12's place in the national landscape?
I think we're one of the top dogs. I mean, when you look at the competition and the games that have been played, and you never know when it comes to the Big 12 who's going to be on top and who's going to be, you know, at the bottom. And that's what's exciting. I think it's the most exciting conference in all of college football when it comes to, you know, teams that are going to battle, and you never know who's going to come out on top.
BYU was picked nearer the bottom last year and finished at the top, tied for the best regular season record. But yet there was that tie break, and you don't end up playing in Arlington. How much did that sting after an 11-win season to not maybe end up where you thought you could?
Yeah, it did. I mean, there's always those goals that you have and set, and that's why you want to win games, is to keep playing. And we unfortunately weren't able to play in something that we really, really hoped for. So that stings, and the good thing is we have one more year. I guess I have one more year to do that with my brothers, and I'm excited for the opportunity to go and play in that game.
Every season has its own personality, so you can't just automatically say, okay, we're going to duplicate last year, and this time we're going to finish it off. But that being said, could this year's team do what last year's team maybe could not do and end up playing in Arlington?
100%, yeah. We just got to take it one game at a time and play like we do. I mean, you saw it in our last game of the season, the Alamo Bowl, when everything was stacked up against us. We came through and played a really good game. And I think if we just do that and put together a game that we can put together, then it'll come out.
Not every team would welcome a late in the game change at the quarterback position. If that's the case for BYU, as it appears it's going to be, how can that be something that a team capitalizes on and turns into a positive?
Yeah, I think next man up, right? That's always what we preach at BYU, and, you know, things change, and you just got to love and learn and be tough and keep going, be relentless. And I think this team this year is exactly like that. So we're just excited for the opportunity to go win games with whoever it is.
And the amount of support that those guys around that QB can be is huge, obviously. And I think BYU has enough back to where whoever it is, they can feel confident.
100%, yeah. It's never about one guy. It's always a team sport, team effort. So we're excited for who emerges and who starts taking control of the team. I think that'll be the biggest thing during fall camp, and we're going to rally behind them and win a lot of games.
People might downgrade BYU a bit right now at this point in the season. Can you work off of that?
Yeah, I mean, we never play, I guess, with a chip on our shoulder. That's not Kalani's way of doing things, but there always is that motivation, especially when people don't know. And that was kind of our motto last year, is they don't know, but they're about to find out. So I think same thing this year, they don't know, but they're about to find out.
Okay, you personally, what are you maybe hoping or trying to do from last year to this year? What can you be better at, or what do you hope to be better at this year?
Yeah, I think as a leader on the team, I can make sure that the offense is all in cue and in tune with what we want to get accomplished and score a lot of points and doing our job. And then that rolls over too into the defensive side. And I feel like I can be more vocal and keep making the big-time plays and being that guy that's reliable in moments that we need.
Are numbers important to you?
I believe in just doing the things that I need to, and then the numbers kind of take care of themselves. So if I focus on my part and being a leader and doing my assignment the best way and preparing the right way, that everything else is going to take care of itself, whether it's numbers or the win or Big 12 championship, national championship.
Do you have a list of things that you tick off that you keep private, or are they not part of your mindset that way?
I think I do. It's definitely a goal that I have, but I like to focus on the process instead of just focusing on the goal. Like, what am I going to do to get there? And I think a big part of it is, you know, the preparation. So it's all starting right now, and I think it'll take care of itself in the fall.
How does it feel to have a BYU football journey coming to an end?
I know it's a bittersweet feeling. Yeah, I love my experience here at BYU, and I'm excited for one more year. I'm also excited for the future and what it holds, the NFL or whatever, you know, that God has in mind for me. So Super excited.
Chase, good talking to you. Have a great season.
Thanks, Greg.